want to feel your body. Your body. Oh Lord. I want to take your touch. I want to see what you see. I want to feel your body. Your body. Oh Lord. I'm going to think your thought. I'm going to see what you see. I'm going to feel your body. Your body. Oh Lord. I want to think your thought. I want to see what you see. I want to feel your body. Your body. Oh Lord. I want to think your thought. I want to see what you see. I want to be your body. Your body. Let you marry. Kabiye, see, I want to think your thought. I want to see what you see. I want to be your body. Your body. Oh Lord. Help me to think your thought. Help me to see what you see. Help me to feel your body. Your body. Oh Lord. Help me to think your thought. Help me to see what you see. Help me to feel your body. Your body. Let you marry. Help me to think your thought. Help me to see what you see. Help me to feel your body. I want to feel your body. Oh Lord. Let what pain you begin to pain me. Let what bother you begin to bother me. Let what pain you begin to pain me. Oh Lord. Father, do a heart transplant for me. Let me have the same heart that you have. Do a heart transplant for me. Let me have the heart that you have. Father, do a heart transplant for me. Let me have your heart pulse. Let me have your pulse. Let me be your heartbeat. Can my heart beat like your heart? Father, do a heart transplant for me. Help me to think like you are thinking. Help me to feel like you are feeling. Help me to move like you are moving. I want to think your talk. I want to see what you see. I want to feel your body, oh Lord. I want to think your thought. I want to see what you see. I want to be your body. Be your body. Make me love what you want me to be. Set me where you want me to go. Thank you. Series that the man God uses, the man.
And tonight we are dealing with the characteristics of that man that God will use. One of the major characteristics of the man that God will use is that he is ready. He's ready. That man doesn't struggle. He doesn't struggle with the Lord. He doesn't struggle. He's yielded. He's yielded. There are many people God wants to use, my brother. If you are still struggling, Abba, there are 7,000 so waiting. No. You can't be struggling. I am ready.
I am ready.
Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Father, we have come again tonight. We have come at your feet to learn again tonight. Lord Jesus, I come as a man. Thank you for your presence in this place. Jesus, glorify yourself again. I am not the most competent, neither am I the most anointed, but you chose me to be the one to represent you. I vow not to take the glory. Glorify yourself in this place. Sweet Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal with my Lord. Glorify Jesus here. Teach us, heal us, save us, transform our lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Hallelujah. Look at somebody to your left, your right. Say, you're welcome this evening. And ask the person, are you ready? What's the person's response? Oh, hallelujah. Please have your seat like kings and queens in God's presence today. I want to appreciate everybody for coming tonight. Like we come this every week now. This is the third week of this supernatural experience. A revival that God starts on this camp to fan the hearts of men aflame for Him. I want to appreciate everybody. I want to appreciate our daddy and Oluwakoju, the dad of Pastor Tolu. Thank you very much for coming, daddy. We appreciate you. Pastor Adeoye, the Lord bless you. All the leaders and pastors around. You know, that's something about you. If you find your daddy somewhere, and you can't look, you can't say my daddy. you are not serious with God yet. You know that my daughter just came in, just saying, my daddy. That is the way God is expecting you. Okay, where am I starting from tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. I will tell you a short story about a small boy. And I trust that the Holy Ghost will breathe on the word from there. The topic of today is the characteristics of that man that God will use. I want to welcome everyone online, on Mixlr, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram. Thank you very much for joining again today. There is a boy. The boy is a young boy. He loves football. So he was playing the game in the house, and was playing, and as he was playing, the ball moved to the ceiling. Like the house is a decked house, so the ball moved there, and the boy wanted the ball down. The father was sitting down, reading newspaper, but the boy went to go and, he's a short boy, he went to go and look for a very long pole and was looking for a way to bring down the ball. You know, because he's short, when he gets it, you know, when he's far, he will see the ball. But as soon as he picks the pole and get closer to the decking, what will happen? The pole will become longer and he will not see the body again. So he did this for minutes or close to hour, and he could not get the ball. And after a while, he went back to the daddy. Daddy, my ball. The dad said, have I not been here since? You didn't see me? He said, yes, but I wanted to get me. He said, now that you have called on me. The dad stood up, and within 2 minutes, the ball is down. And that is God and you. You have tried to do everything on your own energy, and he's just looking at you. He has been there all along waiting for you to call. But you have been trying to get the things done on your own. You have been trying to live a spiritual life on your own. You have been trying to do his work on your own. You have been trying to achieve everything on your own. And God is just waiting for you to say, Daddy, I am here. Daddy, I need help. If only you can open your mouth and cry for help, he will show up. He's called the present help in the team. He's looking, he wants to show. So God is waiting. Can you be wise enough to just apply a higher system? Do as if it didn't exist. For example, when you are broke, they say you should give. How will you give when you don't have? He said, disgrace what is called lack. By showing it, you are not in charge. He said, when you are weak, say you are strong. Am I not lying, sir? He said, no. He said, it's not a denial of reality. It's a confirmation of your real reality. Because how can I be weak and I'm saying I'm strong? He said, pretend as if this reality doesn't exist. Call your real reality. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am not part of the people that confirm what the devil thinks he's doing. You cannot see me say I'm down. I cannot be down. I am up. Because I am seated with Christ in heavenly places far. So I cannot be claiming a down location. Things are down. Things are not go up. Oh. Things are down. A lot of things are up. He said, when there is a casting down, we shall do what? There is a lift. That is our realm. Satan will come to your finance. He will come to your family. Do you know what Satan does? Satan comes to make you feel incompetent and incapable to do the work of God that God gave you. Hello, sir. Remind the Satan, I am not capable by myself. God gave you work. Satan comes to tell you, you are a sinner. You are not qualified. You cannot do it. Confirm to the devil, I know. I know. That was why he gave me the Holy Ghost. Because he knows the earth is structured to frustrate us. For us to do the will of God in Zion, the earth is structured to frustrate it. So he gave me something from Zion to make me think like Zionite. So he gave me the Holy Ghost so that I can operate at the realm where I'm supposed to be. God knows I cannot do the earthly things here by my energy. You will be disappointed. You will be frustrated. Hey! To do divine things by your energy is to apply for frustration before you begin the journey. You want to pastor a church by skills? You know, these are the days whereby we have reduced spiritual things to strategy. If the Lord doesn't drop the strategy, your strategy is a waste of time. Can your strategy remove cancer? Your strategy bring the people. When they have problems, your strategy keep them. Demon is chasing somebody's dream. You will strategy remove the demon. Just a light. It takes a light to have a lift. It takes a light to have a lift in life. Somebody is down. Just a light away. And until the light is powered by the Spirit, it is a story. Say, I receive help. Holy Ghost is your advantage. Why try to achieve things on your own when you can apply for help? Why try to get things done when you can be assisted? Why? You are programmed to receive help. The help, he said, is your present help in the time of need. When you break the word alos parakletos into simpler forms, one of the dimensions is the helper. He said, I will pray the comforter. I will pray the father that he gives you another comforter that will abide with you forever. Alos parakletos. What is the definition of this helper, of this comforter? One of it is called helper. Is available, is called present helper. One of it is called counselor. Before you ask men for counsel, ask your counselor. You know, the Holy Spirit is embarrassed when you go and tell a man your problem before you tell him. He's shocked that he's hearing your problem from somebody. You know, it's just like you and your wife are in the house and you are only hearing that she has a problem when she's gisting with somebody. You're like, hello? You are hearing your wife's problem when she's gisting or when she's on a phone call. And you are like, are we in this house? That's where the Holy Ghost feels sometimes when he look at us. He's shocked. He's hearing your gist with your friend like, eh? Eh? It's called standby. That's standby generator. By the time your power goes off, it speaks off. Why are you trying to look for the chargeable lantern when there is a standby generator? By the time the power goes off, the peak, it doesn't even need somebody to start it. It automatically starts itself. Do you know the Holy Ghost? And this standby is sweet. Oh, you are in a conversation, you are blank, but you are not blank. See, the reason why your conversations are worthless is that you are the one talking. But you go to gist with somebody and you depend on the Holy Ghost to supply what to say. By the time you finish the one in your mouth, he supplies the next thing to say. And you finish the conversation and the person is transformed and you are shocked. How can my simple gist change a life? It came from the womb of Zion. It's beyond the words of, I didn't come to tell you what I know. I came to tell you what I don't know. Because there is something in my life called an advantage that supplies a light. You know, sometimes after talking, you have to go and listen to what you said again. You finish gisting and you sit down. What did I just say? And you are amazed. That did I just say this? The Holy Ghost is more than ready. That's why you see, for us who are preachers, it is an error to try to impress a people. Ask him, what do you want to tell them? What do you want to say? It is good to prepare a sermon, but while preparing the sermon, sit down, Baba. What are you saying? If I write this here and it's not correct, may I not say it too? What are you saying? It is what he says that transforms a man, not your knowledge. The Holy Spirit is your advantage. And it doesn't, it's not about spiritual things alone. It's in your life to help your normal life. It helps your relationship. How many married people are here? I don't know if I should say this one. But do you know the Holy Ghost can teach you about sex? He taught me. Let's leave that. I mean, he's concerned not just about me speaking in tongues, about every detail of my life. The Holy Ghost can tell you what to do. Ah, Jesus. He's bothered about every detail of your life. Do you know he teaches about finance? Do you know he teaches about ministry?
Do you know it teaches it? You know the Holy Ghost can inspire you on a soup that never existed. A soup that is not on YouTube. And he tell you, mix this one. And you are amazed. Is this the same Holy Ghost that God spoke about? It's not only to speak in tongues. It helps the details of my life. It helps every fabric of my destiny. It is given to me as a gift from God to help my life. Many of us think until you shake, that's when you have the Holy Ghost. Hello, sir. Is waiting for you to ask a question. Let me shock you. There are times I want to pray, I sleep off, and I receive a tap. Wake up. And I don't see anybody. There are days that when I sleep during prayer, I see a slap. I'm praying, I'm just like, bah! We are gisting at you. It's just like somebody sleeping on you when you are talking. How do you feel? So sometimes, his love, his relationship, it can happen to anybody if you allow it. The Holy Ghost is available to help you. Do you know he's the one that gives you understanding of the scripture? You think it's checking the Greek and the Hebrew that gives you light? You can check the Greek and Hebrew and remain more confused. Holy Ghost. There are times you open the Bible and you say, wait. Daddy Joe spoke and I was shocked. Daddy Joe said something that shocked me. And I'm like, eh? We are joking. He said the Holy Ghost asked him one day, do you know why this person didn't behave like this in the Bible? Something like, what was not written? The Holy Ghost was not explaining what was happening behind the scene. And I'm like, I want this relationship. That the Holy Ghost can tell you, do you know why we didn't see Joseph after that time and tell you this is what I did to you, this is what. You might not be able to preach it as doctrine because it's not established as the word, because you can't preach what is not established. Are you with me? But you have knowledge. You know, the mistake with me is that some of us are teaching what we are supposed to keep. That's why you don't have some other things. Some things are to be kept, not to be taught. When you teach it, you lose it. He cannot trust you again. Did you hear Apostle steal a man's testimony about that? One day he came to greet Daddy, and Daddy Joe said Jeremiah was with him. How many of you heard that thing? Daddy Joe said Jeremiah came to talk to him. Jeremiah, you are ready. He's coming to talk to my father. So he said, Apostle Leman said, he was like, me, I'm still reading Jeremiah. He's coming as a person. But have you heard that the Joe say it himself before? It's not a realm to boast about. Say, I receive sense. I have made certain mistakes in my life because I shared some things that were personal conversation between me and God. It took years before he started talking to me again. Some revelations are not to be shared. You share it, you are a goner. He said, your mouth is too loose, we can't trust you. I know when the Holy Ghost stopped showing me things. Because we are quick to share. And when I share, it makes you feel that you want to respect me. Eh? Peter Nell, Odi. You know, there's one testimony, there's one encounter I shared. And I know it closed a door. And I listened to a message. I saw a man of God sharing a particular encounter in that regard. It makes me feel I can share it. But after sharing that encounter, I did not see the next one. Do you know what? Anytime you want to miss him, the Holy Ghost says, shut up. But you never listen. Before we start tonight, we have not started. Before we start, you will beg the Holy Ghost. Please manifest your full office in my life. Control me.
Holy Ghost, manifest your full office in my life. Control my statement. Control my actions. Control my expressions. Ayayayayayayayayaya. Hey! Ayayayabalapande. Ayayayayayabalamene. Hey! Diminikonde ka. Alalabalabalabalabalaba. Ayayaka. How can you have assistance and yet you reject it? Hey! Alalameja. Ah, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Ah. Kaya, ya, ya, ya. My God, my God. 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 Holy Ghost, help me, help me. Help me, oh. Help me, oh. Ah, ya, 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 ya. Holy Ghost, help me, oh. Ah! I don't want to do things on my own, oh. Ah, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Yeah, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Yeah, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Yeah, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. 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 Help me, oh. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You are in charge. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. And in longer, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you know that Holy Ghost is embarrassed when you make a man or girl? If he's embarrassed, hello, I am here. And yet you depend on one man. He's so embarrassed. You know, sometimes you begin to run on your own agenda. Hello, I gave you free fuel and you still want to go and buy diesel. I gave you free. You say, no. There is something sweet when I buy my own. That mentality that makes you feel until you get it done. Hello, sir. Why not rest? Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Hello, why are you struggling? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. By the time you depend on him on conversation, hear me. You are talking to somebody, and inside you are conscious. What should I say next? You know, Jesus. After today, you won't talk anyhow again. That's why real spiritual men, they talk less. I'm preaching. As I'm preaching now, I'm asking internal thing. What is the next thing? I have something I've written here, but I'm always conscious. I'm now conscious of what's the next scripture. By the time you understand this life, a music minister, you won't just be singing line of songs. Only will then come sing. As you hear it, you stay until it says move. You know music, but you won't go some things. You won't try to do some things. You know musical. You are a keyboardist. You are sensitive to the. Maybe should I go to the cymba? Should I go to the ayat? Because there is a sound is playing. You are a keyboardist. You are so saying, what chord? What is the progression?
and you strike it and things are happening. And men say you are good, quickly say it's not me. Another problem is that when men say, ah, a deep, you say, thank God, thank God. Actually, it is not you. Quickly say, hello, it's not me, oh. Yay. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Ah, see, by the time you understand this thing as a tailor, you will know design, oh. You will see something and you will know design. But the time you begin to operate in this realm, anything is concept. You know? The Holy Ghost permitted me to share this experience, you know? There was one day I was moving past a mango tree. And the Holy Ghost said, pause. Look at the mango. And I looked at the mango. And they began to speak to me from mango. I thought he speaks only via scripture. Mango. What he told me from mango, there is no Bible verse that can make it as clear to me as that. It was very clear. He said, do you see this? Do you see this now? This and this. I said, yay. And by the time you now move to the scripture, you will now, when you now read the verses explaining, you will now begin to see mango tree. How many of you have read verses and you have seen particular picture? You know, it's like a pastor preach a message to you, and anytime you want to read that verse, as it happened to you, you begin to see the explanation. That was what the Holy Ghost did for me. Mango. 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Hey, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Hey, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Yeah, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Pray 1 minute again. Holy Ghost. And you know, in charge. Take charge. You are in charge, oh. You are in charge, oh. Take charge, oh. Take charge, oh. Take charge, oh. You are in charge, oh. You are in charge, oh. You are in charge, oh. Take charge. You are in charge. You are in charge. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Please sit down. He allowed me to say this, so I had to take permission. You know, we are talking about the characteristics of the men that God will use. One thing we just dealt with, one characteristic is that they allow the Holy Ghost to be in charge, is one major characteristic of the men that God will use. They allow the Holy Ghost to be in charge. They are never in charge. They are never a boss of their own. They allow the Holy Ghost to be in charge. Number two characteristics I'm talking about tonight is that they keep appointment. They keep appointment with the Holy Spirit. They keep appointment with the Holy Spirit. They are not truth breakers. The men God will use, they don't break appointment. They are not truth breakers. Many of us are date breakers. I mean, you have a date with your babe and you didn't show up. How is it going to be? How many of you have had disappointment in dates before? You pick a date that you're going to catch up somewhere and the person didn't come. And no explanation for not coming. Have you experienced before? Who has experienced before?
How was it like? And you are waiting. Umbo. And the person didn't show up. You buy drink and you are waiting. You have experience. Do you know why I came late today? You know, I've been in this premises for a while. I've been in my room there. And my wife called me and said, where are you? You know, I have an appointment with the scripture on a daily basis. I have a date with the Bible. After I woke up and I went to pray this morning, I had to go and see my mother, and you know, I couldn't. From there, I went to a place, and as I got there, the Holy Ghost asked me, will you go out to talk to the people without keeping my date? I had to sit down to read the Bible, not to preach. I mean, I had to sit down to do devotion. I'm coming to preach in the next 5 minutes, but won't let me go. Hello, will you break this? That's why I came late today. I'll be in that place. I should come out, but he won't let me stand up until I keep that date. It's not about the volume of chapters I consume in that time, but that I will come and preach to you, Rema, from the same word that I didn't study that day. He won't let me. Holy Ghost. I will pray by 7. Yet, 3 days you have not prayed. Holy Ghost. He can't use you. Holy Ghost. Many of us are too busy that we can't keep dates. The Holy Ghost has a romantic date with you. He's buying drink. He's sitting down. Baba Mu Pepsi waiting for you. And you didn't show up. What took Bagala Pelue? Oh, show. After a while, he said, give me. What can he get again? He said, give me meat pie. And he took Pepsi. He took Gala. He took meat pie. Later, I asked Wasu. And you still show up. The Holy Ghost now stood up, feeling bad. This babe bought me. You run the whole day, only for you to come back in the night when you want to sleep. Father, thank you for today. Are you okay? You ran the whole day without him. You gist with friend. You went to Instagram. You went to Facebook. You went to Twitter. You called a friend. You chatted. You did this one. You ate. You went to toilet. You urinate. You poo-poo. You do everything. You are not coming back in the night. Father, thank you for today. Good night. Are you okay? Can you see how terrible we are? But when it's there for 12 hours, you are the one shouting it on. Use me. Go. Use your God. You that don't keep appointments, who will use you? You will see, they are the ones that jump the most. Their tongue has categories in level of tonation. Go. But personal devotion, they cannot be found. So you wonder, after all our prayer meetings, where are the giants that emerged? If we actually prayed. Wait, we have been doing 12 hours for 4 years now. Doing one man for 4 years now. This year will be the 5th year. Where are the giants that emerged? The people that came are not date keepers. So after the meeting, they are weak in dates. They had an encounter, yes, in the meeting, but they couldn't keep a date. It's not enough to come for revival tent. What happens this night before you sleep? What happens tomorrow morning? What do you do when you wake up? Is it not WhatsApp chat who messaged me in the middle of the night that you do? It shows how weak our Christianity is. No wonder we are powerless. The Holy Ghost doesn't commit true virtue to jokers. He's not asking for too much. Hello? Just keep a date. This thing is not deep. It's not cosmos. It's not realms. It's not high things. So. But hello, sir. Are you aware that every great door are held by two small hinges? Huh? See this big door? Are you aware that they are just two small things holding it? The things that hold for destiny are small, small things. They are not the mighty things. They are small, small things that can be kept. The man God uses. They don't live anyhow. Do you know how long you have been posting? I will fast. And he's waiting for you. Because when you fast, he comes to feast with you. So he's waiting. But yet, I'll do it tomorrow. Next tomorrow. I'm not talking about being legalistic. I'm just saying that. Can you keep a relationship? Can you just keep a relationship? How can you survive a whole day? And it's only when you want to sleep in the night that you remember that you have one God somewhere. Hello? Is he begging for relationship? Yes! He's begging for it. But as much as he's begging, he expects your head to be correct. Let me explain to you. Before I married my wife, I was toasting her. Eh? I was chasing her. Actually, well. I didn't struggle like some people struggled. Yeah. You know, some people, they are still saying, please, what are you saying? He said, I'm still praying. Hello, what, you have not answered me. He said, give me some time. How many people had that experience? That you, it took you like some months before they answer you. Why are you shy? It took you months. And eventually after the answer is negative. You know? When a guy is looking for a babe, he keeps calling. Hello, my babe. You can even give them pet name before the day. Hello, babe. Say, I'm not your babe. Say, yes, but can we see a movie? You know, you are looking for every way to get her attention. After you get her attention, the lady you were begging before, suddenly you become the man in charge. The same girl you were begging sometimes ago, I don't like this thing. But you were saying that time, if your friend says it's okay, it's good. He said no. It's understandable. But later you realize that what you don't like. You say, no, I'm not going to take this one. That is the same thing with God. He was looking for you, but after he got you, he won't take shit. He won't take shit. I agree, he was saying, my daughter. No shadow you won't light on, mountain you won't climb on, running after me. Wait! This is at the point of coming after you. Running after me. Listen, after you are now inside, you now mess up, he now give you fayoko. He said, if I don't chastise you, you are a bastard. I thought you were running after me. Yes, now that you are inside, he go. You say, God, God is faithful. Say, yes, endure affliction as a good soldier of Christ. You didn't tell me there is affliction. He said that is part of the training. When I'm looking for you, I tell you I will do everything. No, but when you come inside, I will deal with you, boy. Sometimes you mess up, he slap you. You're like, ah, God, God, why now? God will say, yes, that's why you are his son. It is me. You were pampering before. I agree, but now no more pampering. Sons don't need pampering. They need fayoko, fayoko. Hear me? You know, before you were serious, the Bible will be showing you rema and promises. Rema, promises. You open the Bible, we show you a promise. Say, oh God, oh my Father, you begin to cry. You begin to cry. Oh, I love you. Yes, I love you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, Daddy, Daddy. After you enter, he will now take the realm of correction. After he wire you, say, it is well. It is well with my soul. Before it was rema, deep, deep, nice. Ah, I fear the Lord. I fear. You have entered the realm of fear. Before it was, I love the Lord. Nice, I fear the Lord. Eruola rubami. Oh, Dovati Pino, Lakone. Go send that only, Daduro. Kabiesi. When a man begins to call God and do after something is entering, Kabiesi. Alagbara. Baba, they have given fayoko. At the beginning, it was rema. It was truth, light. But now, it's correction, reproof, rebuke. You know, at the beginning, you read Bible saying deep, deep. After now, you read Bible, you go to retreat. You open a verse, it's 3 days. From that place, oh, you are summoned. You hear a message, it beat you. You are like, ah. That is why you see wives crying in relationship and they can't walk out. One conversation with their husband, one truth conversation. The guy come back and say, quelle, but you must connect yourself. My brother, are you really ready for something serious? When you say fragrance to fire, oh Leo, you think it's your song? He attracts you with fragrance. Perfume, lo jebe. Toba debe to akonot yenu. Why the fire? Until you become what he wants you to be, he won't let you rest. He will not let you rest until you become matured. You are permitted to come in as a baby, but you rise up as a man. Are you not aware that he started with milk, is ending with bone? Your first meal, he said, as babes, desire the sincere milk of the word of God. But later he said, yeah, I can't feed you with strong meat. Ah. You will eat, you will drink milk at the beginning. What jegugu later? Bone! Later, bone. Sometimes you will eat bone, your teeth come out to break. Start with milk teeth, but you end up with permanent teeth. Are you still ready to follow God? The man God you said, I will press. How are yakakakapa? Top porto. Yes, now. You will now go and pray for the sick will get well. I agree with you. Some problem will not go. At that point, he will teach you how to trust him, even when he fails you. I agree, promise you, but he will not do it. Why is trust higher than faith? What is faith? Believe you will receive. What is trust? In case you don't do it, I see follow. He said, even you slay me, yet I will follow you. I will still praise you. Slaying is part of the journey. A man that God follows, you know, sometimes you will cry. It's not always sweet. I don't know who taught you the gospel of everything will be okay. God didn't promise us a smooth journey. He only promised us smooth landing. The journey will be rough. He said, John 16:33, in the war, in me, you might have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation. Meaning me, peace is not sure. Tribulation is very sure. But you won't see that scripture at the beginning. Say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Say, oh, follow my Father. He gives rest. He's the Lord of rest. Come to him, you have rest. Later, he will promise you money is coming. He doesn't lie, but the money will not come. You think when I follow ministry, when I do ministry, money will come. Money. The Lord will touch the heart of man to sow seed. They will sow seed. And all the people sowing seed will not sow seed. They will begin to eat their fruit. Lord, where is my seed? He said, my son, wait. And Lord, I'm still waiting. Money has not come. He said, Lord, I'm building your capacity to expect disappointment. Oh God, why disappointment is an appointment for your destiny. He said, when men disappoint you, I teach you divine appointment. So when they fail you, you come back and sit down in the secret place. And in the secret place doesn't mean the money will come. It just comfort your soul. He lead me beside the still water. He restores my soul. Do you know what he said that shocked me? He said, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I thought he would not allow me to pass through it. I thought I should escape it because it's my father. He said, but what? You will walk through the valley. Not the mountain. It's a valley of the shadow of Iku. He said, but I will not fear evil. Why? He is with me. So at a point, God will take you through fire to show you I'm with you. Even in the fire. He said, if you pass through fire, it won't burn you. If you pass through water, you won't sink. So there is a time that you won't see fire. There is a time that you won't see water. But there is a time he carries you to the river. Oh yeah, oh yeah. When you are sinking, you will not know how to cry for help. You will not stretch for disaster. That's where our Lord brother came out. Where was Peter? Where was Jesus? But no matter where you are, his hand will come to reach you. No matter where you are, his hand will reach out. But you must sing first. By the time you are going and say, Jesus, I'm here. I'm only teaching you to be stable. You know, when your baby is trying to walk, you won't be protecting them. They will fall. Sometimes they will break their teeth. They will break their, what's the name of this thing? Lips. They will cry. But that is how, in breaking the lips, is how they learn how to walk. If you are always carrying the baby, you will remain lame forever. Hear me? Carrying is for babies. Living is for sons. Sometimes the Holy Ghost will do as if it's not there. You will pray. Nothing will happen. It's not far. It's teaching you tenacity. Oh my God. You are a pastor. You think everybody be sowing seed? Come and ask me. If God want to deal with you, he will now put on Azumi around you. God, you know, when you do the work of the Lord is going to command the ravens to bring the bread. The ravens will bring it every morning, and they were feeding Elijah. And as Elijah was there, ravens were bringing bread to Elijah. So you are looking at your congregation as ravens, and the ravens are supposed to bring the bread. But the Lord will say, my son, can you learn like David? Go and look for the unassuming, the riffraff, the battered, the scattered, the afflicted, the tormented. And if you can raise mighty men out of them, that's when your food will come. A time came when David said, I need water. And those guys went to the garrison of the Philistines, and they brought water. David said, this is not water, this is blood. God is saying, my son, well done. Hello, sir. It wasn't sweet at the beginning. The people that came to David are stupid, afflicted, buffeted, oppressed, harassed. They didn't have house. They didn't have where to go, but they are the ones David was leading. How can you be the leader of failures? But God is teaching you. You know, though, the pastors are looking for the high class. You know, I told this in the pastor's meeting. They didn't like me. They are looking for the young professionals. They are looking for the high class people. Well, I thank God for the kind of generation God is giving to me. You see, there are young people, you know, I love them. Give them 10 years. Give them 10 years. As I keep blessing this word upon their life, I keep blessing the word upon their life. A time will come, I call out the young professional out of them. A time will come, I call out the giant out of them. I am not afraid to be part of your low level. Hear me? I see the kind of offering you drop now. I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. Even though what you drop cannot cater for our expenses yet. But calm down, calm down, calm down. I know a time because someone is a pastor. How much do you need for that crusade in Atlanta? I said it's 7 billion. I said, pastor, what nobody? And that person will say, pastor, I donate my jet. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. The Lord has called me to raise men who are nobody and make them somebody. Do you know my primary calling is not to set men on fire, it's to make men who they ought to be as originally intended by God. Setting men on fire is a department in that assignment. I speak over people's life and suddenly they start having cars. And you wonder, these were the boys who were broke some years ago. Some of them are married now. Some of them, and guess what? Some of them are still coming. Some of them are still coming. I'm never tired of speaking over their lives. I'm not the one looking for the made men. It is good to have made men around you, but I want to make the men God gave to me. I want to make them. I want to make them. He said, follow me, I will make you the fishers of men. He didn't look for the men that were already made. He went to look for the men he will make. How can you explain Peter, a fisherman, the apostle of the world? How can you explain Paul, a Boko Haram, become the leader of the church? How do you explain it? He likes to use unassuming men. He likes to use men that don't look like it. He said he called the things that were not as though they were. How can you call Peter an apostle? Which school of ministry did he go to? He wasn't a Pharisee or a sad, a far to see and a sad to see. Pharisee and sad to see it. But yet a fisherman became a prophet, apostle. What? It's part of your training. It's part of your training. It will always be sweet. If anybody tell you be sweet, nah, lie. Sometimes you will cry. Sometimes you will pray for the sick, they will die. It will look as if you are not anointed. Sometimes you will go to a crusade ground, you pray for the sick, they won't get well. It will look as if you are not anointed, but it's calling you back, come back to the secret place. Lord, there is something I don't know yet. You are there. It's not as if you don't even know something, but say, I will not do it because of you, so that you can mature. A time will come, what moves you is not the people that get well. It is the people that were saved. After a while, you now begin to see the miracles happen naturally. Sometimes God will give you problematic friends, and you are wondering, how can this person be like this in my family? A problematic brother, a problematic sister, yet you are the fire person, and you are wondering, why is this thing happening? God is saying, I'm testing your patience. I'm trying to grow your patience. I'm trying to grow love in you. But Lord, this is not what you promised me. I believe that when I am saved, everything should look all right. God is saying, my son, that is not the total truth. The truth is that sometimes you wait upon me, it will look as if I am far. Actually, I am around, but I'm teaching you capacity. Capacity. If you think it will be sweet every time, then lie. I know you are a sick Christian, but sometimes you will break down. And you are like, Lord, what did I do? Why am I breaking down? And God is saying, this breakdown actually is not a sickness. It's so that we can spend time together. And it looks as if I can't eat. He said, you have not been fasting, so just let your mouth be bitter small. So that if you call it sickness, it is sickness. I don't call it sickness. I call it time with the Holy Ghost. Ooh. You know what? There are times that my brain is dry. It looks as if nothing can enter. but the word must enter. He has taught me to just lie down and begin to play audio Bible. Let the audio Bible sink. He's teaching you, when you are in a condition that is not palatable, we used to study the word. So I just played the audio Bible. I made it very loud. I can't read anything, but I'm soaking it in. I'm soaking it in. I said, even in the worst condition, I will still feed on the mystery. I will still feed on the word. I will still feed on the word. I will still feed on the word. And I rise up, it looks as if I was not sick. And you were wondering, what was happening to me before? You were not actually sick. It was just testing. What will you do when that thing comes? It was checking your reaction to spiritual things when you are weak. You were not actually sick. He just wanted to see. I know you don't feel like eating. Will you still study the word? I know you don't feel like eating. Will you still pray? Are you aware that the greatest healing evangelist came from sick bed? Why were they sick before they became healing evangelists? It was, you call it sickness. It was God's strategy. So that's why you can't, that's why let the weak say I'm strong. When you are weak, look for what the Holy Ghost is doing. Now, don't get it twisted. When you see an affliction, fight it. Don't say you have cancer. Say the Holy Ghost is teaching me something. That's a lie of the devil. I'm talking about weakness. I'm not talking about sickness. He didn't say let the sick say I'm strong. Say let the weak. Right? So I'm not talking about, well, you see growth in your body. Say the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. So that's affliction. You fight it. I'm talking about weakness. Weakness. There are times you are just weak. You expect the Holy Ghost to energize you, but weakness come. At that time, just relax. I glide on the strength of the Spirit. He said he giveth strength to the weak. It is the weak that we have strength. So when you are weak, apply for strength. And I've not started my message. Oh God. Except you want to remain a baby. This journey is not smooth. Oh. It's not smooth. Oh. I love one song we sing when we're growing up. Kebe Jesu Hakbo. Kebe Jesu Hakbo. Konira iba tobanira iba tole koko iba tobanira iba tole koko ke be Jesu agba konira fu ke be Jesu agba o konira fu Iba to valera, Iba to le coco, Iba to valera, Iba to le coco, Iba to valera, Iba to le coco, Iba to valera, Iba to le coco. When these are tough, that's when to go for a koinonia. Sit down there. After you have confessed all the promise, here there's no money in your account. Stay. Don't try to apply by your energy. You know, God is trying to check your elastic limits, your breaking point. After a while, you said, God is not doing it. Let me go and borrow. Eh? And you fail. Maybe it's remaining one day for God to send help. He's just waiting to see your elastic limit. He wants to see your reaction. The man God will use will state in the last day. If I die, let me. Have you not read about the account of the heroes of faith in Hebrew 11? But some of them died not looking for salvation. And they call it faith. Some stopped the mouth of lion. They call it faith. Some were sown asunder. They call it faith. How can you call people that died and the people that did not die faith? The same category. What will be your last resolve? In the midst, Iba to Malira, Iba to Le Coco, Iba to Malira, Iba to Le Coco. Listen, I was talking to one of my sons in the Lord today, and he told me his testimony, and he made me respect him more. All his younger ones, they are rich. All of them. So all of them are building house for his parents. The younger ones, but he did not have anything. He felt bad. So the younger sister or somebody gave him 5 million to go and do business. God said, I'm teaching you waiting. You went to collect money. The business crashed. God said, I have told you, stay with me. I'm your inheritance. He said, sometimes he feel like, God, why am I? And he's the firstborn. And the younger ones ahead. And God is saying, stay. He said, now I've learned. I don't need anything from them. I wait on God. It's not as if I'm lazy, but God is dealing with me. You know, sometimes the people you train will be ahead of you, and God is seeing your reaction. Your younger brother will buy a car, and you are still trekking, and God is waiting to see your reaction. The man God uses is a delicate man, oh. Your friends have gone. They are doing well in ministry. It will look as if you are slow. It will look as if things are hard for you. It will look as if you don't know how to do it. And you are like, God, when? And God is saying, my son, I am your inheritance. When I come big. Everybody you know have gone ahead, but you are still there. It's not because you are slow, you are smart. It's not because you are not developed. You know you have content. Here, nobody is hearing you. Do you know one day that I was bothered about some things, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me? Do you know what he said? He said, Daniel, do you know sometimes I try to make you feel as if you are not progressing so that you can stay more with me? Forget these things that are moving everywhere. It looks as if you are not there. He said, calm down, stay. You know, when I look at the people around me, my cliques, and it looks as if we are slow somehow. And the Holy Ghost will say, just stay. See, the man God used, I thought you are saying the man that prays, the man that fasts, the man that prays. That's what you're waiting for. Sorry. Adeola is there. You can ask him. God told him to relocate to redemption camp here. From Ibadan. It doesn't make sense. I will ask him, Adeola, what's the plan? He said, I'm waiting on God. What's the plan? I'm waiting on God. How are we doing this movie? I'm waiting on God. I'm like, my wife will say, there is nothing you ask Adeola, he will say God. At a point, I said, you don't have a plan. I was almost feeling bad for the wife. That is like, this guy doesn't have a plan. But, I bring a prophetic word for you. God said he has seen your labor and waiting. He said he will compensate you. That what he will do, what your dad cannot enter. That despite the years of his labor, that the kind of things that he cannot access, God said he will bring everything. That you are the one that will reap that reward of his sacrifice. That you will be shocked. It will not look like others. It will not look like you are expecting. But you will be shocked at what God will do in your life, because you can wait in the midst of adversity. Said the Lord. It looks as if you are slow, but your slow is not because you are late or because you are slack. It's because God is keeping you. Apostle Paul, why will you go and stay in Arabia for 14 years? Everybody is moving on one. Some of you, God will say, don't enter Instagram. And you are running ministry. People should see what you are doing. God said, don't post anything. look like a failure. You will look like...
Can I shock you? Some ladies, God will keep your womb to provide his prophets.
It will look as if you are slow in childbirth. But Anna, wait for a time that I need a prophet. Wait for a time that I need a prophet. So Penina, keep frustrating him, keep frustrating her until the time I need a prophet comes. So when I need a prophet, I come and say, and Anna will now say, Lord, give me a child, I will give it back to you. He said, hey, now we can do the business. But a man, see, let me shock you, people of God. Some of your friends will be richer than you, and they are not serving God. Some are colleagues, they are serving God like you. They will have more money. They will be trendy online. They will be known. They will have followers. But you will not have. And you are like, God, I fast. Some of them, you know, they don't have serious spiritual life. You know. You know. This thing happened to worship leaders. You know some guys who are not very spiritual. But they blow. But you don't blow. And you are like, God, what am I doing? You are a man God uses. He delay you on purpose. Can I ask you a question? My mother sang, oh, don't lose up with you. How many songs did she sing? That song has been there for how many years? From November, she entered her season. Till February, all over the world. After, whatever God has gathered, we keep her for the next year. Waiting till the next November. You know, sometimes when God, I say, oh God, why give me another song that will be trending? And God is saying, my daughter, I want to do, I'm the owner of your life. You are not the owner. Can I play card with you? You are my checkup. Some of you, God will say, leave your job, go and serve. And it will look as if you are stupid. It will look as if you are a failure. Some of you will see better pay, better job. God will say, my daughter, stay here. Stay here. You say, God, my mates are in NNPC. God says, stay where they are paying you change. How will I survive? You see, it won't be sweet though. You will think that because you now obey, that money will now enter your account. People will not be sowing seed. Ah! Scam! They will not still bring the money. You will still lack. But when God comes, when God comes for you, men that were looking up to will now begin to look up to you. They're like, how did it happen? God is never late. He is never late. Oh, he is never late. I came to speak to somebody that looks like you are late. It looks like you are slow. It looks like those who have gone ahead of you. It looks as if your head is not correct and you know your words. You actually know your words. Oh, you know your competencies. You know your skill. You are a man God uses. He is intentional about your life. He is very intentional. Some prophets will not be heard. It's not because they don't have prophetic calling. God is reserving them for the king. This is a hard pill to swallow, right? Whoa! Let me shock you, eh? When God told me to give him my first car, it wasn't easy. So God touched the car. So I did not answer. I was in Port Harcourt. He told me, my son, give me that car. Do you know why? I've not said it before to anybody. But let me confess my sin. The Lord told me that I will not buy a car, that will buy a car for me. So, but people, when I was pastor of LSE in VI, people mocked me. It looks like God didn't call me at the beginning.
two trousers, one shirt. I think two blazers. Thank God for somebody that took me to boutique and bought clothes for me. I follow the church bus. I follow bus to church. I'm the pastor. I will follow bus to church from camp. I will follow bus back. Did you know what? I will do prayer walk to Kapak C every morning. VI, beggar, waving to people to carry me. Sometimes they will not carry me. I remember I entered down for one day, my trousers tear. And I'm pastoring in VI. So some mates who were made together, they said a lot of things about me. Ah, that thing got to me. There was one boy that got, he has a bench, so he used to come and carry me every time. They said a lot of things. They said, I'm trying to show class that I'm not, they say I'm not growing. I don't want to grow. That I don't want to follow process. I mean, I want to, no, they are the thing, pay me. People said a lot of negative things about me. Youth that we are doing a family together. So, I wanted to prove that me, God, called me. So I traveled to Ondo. My lecturer now said he wants to sell his car. I went to borrow money. I've not said it to any human being on earth. I went to borrow money. If I tell you, this message will go all over the world, so I can't say where I borrowed the money. But it was between me and one sister. I borrow money. I traveled to town to go and buy a car. I came to Lagos. I said, I have a car. I wanted to prove a point. But I never enjoyed the car. He told me, he said, I am not the one who bought this car for you. While I was driving the car, I was sharing the testimony that we didn't have a car. The Lord did it. I know it is not the Lord, it is borrowed. I know it. It is borrowed. I know. But frustration pushed me to pleasure. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful of people. They will not be there when God is giving you koboko. They will not be there. Be careful. Frustration puts me under pressure. So I paid the debt of that car for about 3 years. As I go for ministration, somebody give me something, I go and pay debt. After I've forgotten I pay, I'm still owing like 100,000. The day they reminded me, Pastor, the money you borrow. I met that my beautiful wife. Any day I carry her to program, the car will break down on the road. One day I told her, actually it's not always like this, but I don't know why it happened today. She said, no problem, no problem. There is no I don't know whether you were there when we were coming from Elegbushi Park, that the car broke down on Long Bridge, that the clutch broke. That Stevie, all of us were pushing car with Pastor. That car disgraced me. The point I wanted to prove, I became the point. Hello? Mark, can you jolong lo? There's one song we sang growing up. Ore mi ma se kanju jolong re lo. Ore mi ma se kanju. Kanju jolong re lo. Tori pe to ba kanju o. Ohun to lewu ni. Listen. Every day we go for 12 hours. Tosin, remember the way we go for ministration? That the car broke down in my way. I had to park and enter down for. Every time the car will be working as I'm going for ministration, because God told me I can do anything to reach my son, including hurting him. Except you are a bastard. That's why we will not touch you. Well, tell him, by. If you are a son, he will show you signs. Ah! Except you are a bastard. If you are a son,
If we do it, oh, it will pain you. God mesmerize my life. I will go and repair the car will be okay. As I start driving for, he'll be working on a normal day. As I say, I'm going for ministration. You know, it was that ministration I wanted to buy it for. Because they told me that when you have a car, honorarium will increase. Sorry you are hearing this from me, but you know. So I wanted to go to a ministration. Say, you see, hallelujah. The Lord called us. He called me. He doesn't call you and fail. Hello? Can God call you and you are still trekking? It's part of the calling, no? Enjoy the trekking and enjoy it with mercy. Chico said there might be no money in your account. And you are serving all your life and you are hardworking. But it's part of the process. The man God uses, except he's not using you for something that will last for eternity. If it's a short while, it can be quick. But if it's going to last, oh my God. Anything that will last, doesn't check the things that come quick. See, many people see people give me cash now. You think it comes cheap? So, I went to Port Harcourt and I was in the hotel. And God said, Daniel, give me that car. Ha! How will I go back to trekking? You know that the car is breaking down. It's better than I don't have. I have trekked from Moses Hall to Kapaxi. It is not easy. And you know, redemption camp, nobody will. It is not easy. Are you aware that early in the morning, the car doesn't move? So, before you get to church, you are already wet. It's not the Holy Ghost. It's straight from sweating. You have done prayer work in the night. That prayer work in the morning is not necessary. So, I prefer that the car is breaking down than for me not to be having it. So, but thank God in Port Harcourt, I obeyed. I came to camp. I called the mechanic. I said, go and sell it. As I sold the car, God said, carry the money, go and support Congress. So I collected the money of the car. I went to give it to Congress. You know, I was thinking that somebody will come and sow a seed. I remember somebody asked my wife, is this the way you'll be trekking when you marry? My wife in their house, they have like 4 cars. That time. Thank God he's still there. First YMR, it was a car I brought. We're not yet married, right? Yes, we're not yet married. It was a car I was driving. Not a car, as in the car in the house. Somebody asked her. One day we took bike. Somebody asked her, is this the way you'll be doing when you get married? She told me. That somebody said, is this the way you want to marry a full-time pastor who have no food, who, and you'll be taking bike like this? They ask her. She came to tell me. Do you know she bought the first chair in my house? What is the chair? Plastic table, blue and plastic chair. She came to my house. The house was only house, no chair. So she came the first time. By the time she was coming the second time, she came with a plastic table and chair so that I can have where to sit. I don't know why she married me. Oh, I don't know. I did not know why she married me. And yet we still fight on top of that table and chair. I still argued. But you know, I'm a kitty man. I like to prove that I'm the why. And yet I was broke. Very broke. But I spit fire. God will not bypass process because of the tongues you are speaking. Except it's not taking you far. Whoa, you will cry. The crying is part of the journey. So, I dropped the car. They asked her. But she did not listen to the person. She just told me that they said that, is it that she'll be suffering when she marries me? She'll be climbing bike everywhere with children. will now, you know, have you, I grew up from Inondo. I understand taking back two children in front, husband and the wife at the back. I understand it. You guys grew up in camp, you don't have understanding. You were not aware, except few that grew up from where I, areas like, I mean, they play the picture in their mind. Daddy and mommy will not carry Zion in front. You will not use hand to order Zion. Take care of them. Don't jump. Who will now come down from the blind. I said, the Lord is God. Hallelujah. Imagine it was that Ikoruru that I was pastoring. So I will now move from camp to Ketu. To beggar. Beggar to Ketu. Now, you know Zoe came too quickly. So I will carry Zion. She will carry Zoe. Our consigne. Oh God. We will now enter BRT. I will now do standing. Standing, she will sit down with the baby. I will do standing with my daughter in the hand. They are painted, it was graphically correct that this is the future. Because me, you know, we have thought, I thought that before I can become from parish pastor, you now move to area. From area, maybe after 10 years, you now become zonal pastor. You will not do it small. Because you are a full-time pastor, they can carry you to Itaoninho to go and do your zonal pastor. Because there is no zone in the city. I dropped the car. I thought God would send somebody. My brother, God didn't send anybody. God humbled me. I went for ministration without my blue suit. Corridor, remember that blue suit? Oh. If you did not know that blue suit, you are new. Now you can remember the blue suit. Everybody knows it. I wore that blue suit. It was one of our seats that invited me to what's the name of this place? Adinyo, other side. I went to preach. I didn't have a car. But I preach with power. After the service, they put me inside keke to take me to Ogba. So that from Ogba, I will find my way. It was a shattered keke. As we're going, you know when rain is falling around Adinyo, Abule Egba, you know the way our road is. You remember? Rain began to fall. I was in the keke. You know keke has cover. But the cover didn't cover. I was extremely wet. Suddenly, the keke entered inside the ditch. Boom! And stopped walking. Pastor Ejoba Meti. So I came down honorably. And we're pushing the keke. And I said, God, I dropped my car. He said, enjoy. I was pushing the keke. As we were pushing, that's how we push inside the river. Boom! I became wet. Shoes spoiled. Everything down. Tears dropped from my face. Is this ministry I was called into? Is this ministry? Is this ministry? You know, you tell your parents you are a pastor in Lagos, they think all is well. But God didn't bring a car 1 year. I married my wife like that. It was tough. A person pitied me and gave me under pilot. I came again. The Lord has done it. We're driving the under pilot. I've not said this thing before. And the person that gave him the car said, "She come and collect the car for me." So he said, "Pastor, please, that car, I need it." I have shared testimony. So we dropped the car. We now have Zion. We're not living on camp. We're living in Opik. And she was pregnant with Zoe, I think that time, right? No, before. So, and we were now pastors in Ikorodu. Yes. They collected the jeep. You know, the Jeep made me feel like God answered prayer. He took my car. He gave me joy. Sometimes you are quick to share a testimony that doesn't make sense. Can you close your mouth sometimes? So I've got to share the testimony that the Lord. They collected the Jeep. I went back to trekking mode. Pastor, where's your car? It's away. There was one night I posted on a group. I am in London, in UK. There's a group, prayer group. I said, things are tough. And that time, you know, I moved from pastoring in VI to Ikorodu. You know, I did that move based on I can drive from VI down to Ikorodu. But now the car I'm using to drive has been collected. So going to Ikorodu was a punishment for me at that time. I will carry my daughter to where? Hello, sir. I had to trust God for Uber money every Sunday. At the point we had to share with somebody, said we'll be taking Uber together. I will pay the one for going, you will pay the one for coming. I'm telling you, that was very. I've not said these things out before. The person will pay for going, I will pay for coming. He will pay for going. The day I don't have, I will say, bro, you are the one paying today. As his pastor, I say, yes, you are paying. You're paying. I say, yes, sir, yes, sir. One day he said, pastor, I don't have money to you, too. You pay. The man God uses. The next December, I received a call. Pastor, where are you? I'm fine, I'm gonna come. After a YMR, come and pick a car in Brega. And that was how it started. Don't clap. I don't know what God will do tomorrow. From there, the second car, the Jeep, the bus, you know. But I'm afraid to share the testimony now as I'm saying it. Before tomorrow. But do you know what? Okay. This is my journey. It has not always been sweet. But in this hardness, we are strong. God told me, get thee out of VI. Raise me a people in Ikorodu. Eco what? Hello, sir. Redeem didn't transfer me to Ikorodu. It was God that told me, leave VI, go to Ikorodu. And I was persecuted for it. The people I love hated me because they felt I was ambitious. He said, you want to be an area pastor. That's why you want to plant another church. I said, I'm not looking for area pastor. Actually, God told me to say, no. I was persecuted for it. The people that love me hated me. Some despised me because they felt I was ambitious. But God said, how will I deny God and follow people? He said, leave here. How will I live here? I was pastoring in Silverbed Galleria, for God's sake. It was a fine place. And God said, go to Ikorodu. There is, in Lagos, we have three places: island, mainland, downland. Ikorodu is not in island and mainland. Fill the gap. How will I? You know, when we started the VI church, it was not very simple. Later, the guys started walking. At least some of them are still here. They started walking. Sir, let me shock you. There are days I finish service in VI church. I will go and stay at the entrance, greeting everybody, waiting for the person that will give me 1,000 back to camp. I'm telling you, because I don't have transport fare and I don't want to follow the bus. So I will get, how are you? Were you blessed today? How was the service? What did you learn? Say, ah, pastor, thank you. Take. I say, thank you, Jesus. And I will enter Obalinde back to camp. That was the way I was living for years. So I'm telling you. You know, it's looking sweet now. You thought God copied and then God gave him. Hello, sir. It hasn't been sweet. It's not this straight. I don't know why my wife married me. Can I tell you why I got married? Let me. When God told me to get married, there was a pastor. That pastor invites me every last Thursday of the month and he gives me 30,000. That was my saving grace. I told myself that with that 30,000, at least I'll be taking care of my wife. So I was sure the ministration was like employment. it was like employment. So I waited for the last Thursday of every month. I waited for it with anticipation. I mean, I'm eagerly waiting for, because I know 30,000 is coming. If daddy called me and said, Daniel, we have a guest this week, I'm sad. But you know, because I talk bold, you can't know. I don't show it. I talk bold. God is God. Glory to God. So I don't want you to pity me. But that was how I was living. That was what sponsored. You know, I did 4 days or so. So they gave me the highest honorarium in my life. I went to preach in Ibute Meta. People gather. They gave me every money. They gave me money. They were so blessed. The church, one politician, a senator, a woman, she gave me. You know, if a senator woman give you money, I don't have to mention name, but if you know, I gathered the money. I went to invest in forest. I told my mother-in-law, for this wedding, I'm giving above 1 million. 1 million. Before the wedding, forest crash. The person I did forest with travel out of Nigeria. My mother-in-law said, where is the money? I said, it's coming. I went into marriage with all hopes lost. You know, I wanted to go to that wedding because I was, you know, and then the way I was doing the forest, I wasn't collecting my ROI. I was rolling it over, rolling over, rolling over, thinking that marriage would be sweet. I told my wife, I said, you know, I have 1 million. I didn't tell her it was forest. I said, I have 1 million somewhere. You know, she was looking at me, this broke boy, I have 1 million. But you know, I went to marriage with 100 naira. Hello, sir. As at the day we were getting married, I don't know. I don't know what will happen in the marriage, but at least I thank God that there is 30,000 that will come every month. Do you know everybody that promised me, nobody gave me a cover for my wedding. Everyone that promised me, they disappointed. It's part of God's training process. All the people I look up to, all of them, the people that give me are the people I don't know. You know, my wedding is like Holy Ghost night, right? You know the reception. Many of you could not get food because of the crowd. We actually cook for many people, but it wasn't enough. Because my parents and my in-laws, they did the wedding very well. But me, I didn't have money in it. My story is not sweet, right? Don't envy my testimonial. Envy my pain. My wife asked me one day, he said, how will you take care of me? Because she expected me to give some money and I didn't have it. She came, said, I just want a confirmation that you will take care of me. She was crying, asking me. He said, I thought about it, that am I sure? I want to go into, because now we are not married. This basic thing you cannot do. I felt bad. She came back the next day after Sunday service. Said the Holy Ghost told me I should follow you. It's a journey of trust. I trust the Lord. I will follow. I trust the Lord. He said, he spoke to me. So whatever we will see in the marriage, I've made up my mind. I'm following you because he told me to follow you. At least God bless my in-laws. They are not broke. So at least a lady that was driving a car before she married me, coming to follow me to go and trek. And I had calling. Everything, it was that 30,000 I was depending on, that at least I know she will not be hungry. When they give me that 30,000, I will give it to her. So I tell her I'm paying her salary. And you know the way it was. When I wanted to marry, I was actually looking for a girl that is working, that will be supporting me in ministry. So when I meet a babe, I will ask her, where do you work? She will think it's talk of faith. Hallelujah. Praise God, how are you? Glory to God. How are you doing? Are you working? He said, yes. Where? like, ah, that must be a nice company. Like, how much do they pay you now? You know, I was trying, I'm telling you, that was what I was doing. Until the Holy Ghost told me, calm down. The girl I wanted to marry, she said she's going back to school. I said, God forbid. God, I will not be paying school fees. I mean, I'm still. But when I met my wife, at least we have been married now 3 years. She has not worked one day. She's in school doing medicine. But we are not broke. See, things were tough. But every, you know, Fire Kemi was telling me, he said, Pastor, you have a bank account with God. He said, anytime you need money, God send it. And I think that's the definition. And I was, but in the midst of all this, I was faithful. I go to church early, fast and pray. And I never made my members think I am a victim. Because when men begin to pity you, you are telling them God is unfaithful. You have failed the test of trust. I never... Are you not shocked at these stories? Because all of you have thought all was well. But I never made you feel in the midst of my hardship, I was strong. Hey, all those change they used to give me that day. It was miracle. There's one brother that used to give me 1,000 every Sunday. I think God touched his heart. He didn't know it was transport fare. He was giving me. Can I shock you? It was Mr. Bright's wife, FT, that bought the first pot in my house. She came to my house. She didn't see pot. Pastor, how do you eat? I say, I don't like cooking. I like gala. I like, you know, I just like to eat. I was eating what's the name of that place? After I did food, that Igbo woman, Sanko. It was empty that bought pots. All the pots in my house that my wife met when she came, it was empty that bought it. One man came, Daniel Onsonje. He bought gas cooker. FT came back later. FT bought gas burner. That was my journey. But the man God uses, it won't always be sweet, my brother. He will test your trust. But in the midst of all this, I was faithful. I don't miss paying tithe. Do you know what? As they give me those 1,000 naira, I combine it together. I will remove tithe. As things were tough, I will go to church. I will still dance. I will pay offering. I will praise the Lord. I was following God all my life. And suddenly, after a season, I was shocked. He said, after you have suffered for a while, he will establish you. When he saw I passed the test of suffering, somebody just called me. Hello, Pastor, where are you? Come and pick a car. It was nice. He bought the car, he gave it to me. And that person, Pastor, take this one. Suddenly, door opened. And my life changed. I'm not where I'm going, but I'm not where I used to be. This is the same me that can do projects worth millions. And I'm the same me that was waiting for somebody to give me 1,000 naira. When you see that boy called Tokpe Muniz, go and thank him. He was always giving me 1,000 naira every Sunday. That is why, even until now, I see messaging once in a while. He did not understand why I was thanking him. One day he asked me, Pastor, I am sorry I didn't have money to give to you. He thought he was sowing seed. He didn't know he was paying my transport fare. Tokpe Muniz. He doesn't miss it every Sunday. The day he miss it, I'm sad. I have never pastored a church whereby the people say they give me money. No. My wife don't like me saying this, but that's the truth. But today, I am not where I'm going, but I am not where I used to be. See, as I close this sermon, I will continue next week. You might be slow. You might be late. Follow the process. All your mates might be married and you are faithful and there is no man. God is bringing his guy. If you can pass this test, the future is sure. Can you go before God and say, Lord, I will not fail. I will not fail. Lord, I will not fail. I will not fail. I will not fail. Lord, 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 I will not fail. I will pass this test, oh God. I will pass this test, oh God. I will not fail. My God, my God, I will not fail. I will not fail. I will not fail. God, I will not fail. I will follow the process. I will follow the process. I will follow the process. Amen. Listen. Do you know what God has done for me? No matter what God has done for me, I don't forget where I'm coming from. Me, oh, baby. I knew my journey. Even my parents, I know my mom followed this. My mom doesn't miss any of my meetings. She's listening. She's shocked to hear all these things I'm sharing. I've never told any human being on earth. Some of those fastings were not necessary, but I did. Will you pass your own tests? I believe I passed that one, but I know, you know what? The higher your test, the higher your promotion. Where God is taking me to his eye, so he had to take me through that rough journey. I know. Pastor was in India for 7 years. He almost killed himself, but it wasn't for waste. God sent him go to India as a missionary. No, he was a police officer with Nigeria, an officer. God said, go to India. That's why I like him. People that look like my story. He did not see his wife for how many years? 5.5 years. He didn't see his wife and children. They were in Nigeria. But God said, stay in India as a missionary. Can you pass this test? Now, when God now make him big and anoint him and make him great, you'll be envying him. And Lord, don't envy. When you say, Pastor, I tap into your anointing, you are tapping to my pain. My anointing cannot drop on you, because what gave me anointing is not only fasting and prayer, it's process. Anointing is a journey. Do you know what Adeboye suffered? How can a man with PhD leave his work and come and do a ministry in a church of poor and local people in 1981? How can he leave Mushin to forest? Who did he offend? Who did he offend? Now you are envying that Jesus' greatness. You are envying it. There, don't look for the glory of men. Ask for their stories. Don't look for the glory of men. Ask for their stories. How do you explain Numa Abai, who was going to preach and his whole family crashed one day, the wife and children? How do you explain it? How? You wonder why everybody keep talking about that great man? Can you pay the price? And guess what? Our price is in different levels. But God will not ask you for a price you cannot pay. You better enjoy this. You better enjoy this obscurity. Nobody know you. Larry, I'm telling you this word. It might not look like it now. Calm down. If God help me from where we came from, he will help you. Just keep following. It might look as if people have got, you are married, you don't have a car, you don't have any. Don't worry. This is my story.
Your guys might have gone ahead of you. Calm down. Just, Lord, I will not promote myself. I will not promote. It's dangerous to promote a man God is possessing. It's dangerous to promote a man that God is possessing. Just follow through. Follow through. It won't take time. But by the time it comes, men will be shocked. But your faithfulness will be rewarded. God is not a man that forgets your labor of love. He doesn't forget. He doesn't forget. He doesn't forget. He doesn't. He's faithful. He doesn't forget. Whatever God asks you to do, just do. Behave like a fool. Follow with all of your heart. Follow. People are saying, Peter, it was not always sweet, though. That Peter that people are mentioning, he passed through fire. Oh. People just saw the boy, he just came, bah, and he became popular. This is my journey. I'm showing you my scar. Apostle Paul said, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of my Lord Jesus Christ. Where is your own mark? I'm showing you my marks. Don't be surprised at my glory. Don't be surprised at the anointing. Don't be surprised. It wasn't only fasting and prayer. It was process. It was pain. It was journey. Michael, it looks as if things are tough now, right? Don't worry. Just be faithful. Just be faithful. When the blessing lands, men will be shocked. Ow! Just make sure you don't break this flow. Just make sure you endure this process. Just be faithful. And one thing I have to tell you, never look pitied when God is processing you. Never allow men to pity you when God is making you. Never allow men to pity you when God is making you. Never allow men to pity you. Men are trying to pity you. Reject it. Reject pity. Pity is a cancer in process of making. They will tell you, why not try something else? Don't believe them. Never allow men pity you when God is making you. Pity is a cancer in the making of the man God uses. No man must pity you. 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 Reject pity. Be enviable. Father, thank you for tonight. Father, thank you. As much as I wish that we pray, we have overstayed our time. Take these prayers to your secret place. Tossing, I bring a word for you. You have passed the test. Continue. Don't promote yourself. Your life is like my life. You have been following me since teenagers' church. Don't break from that pattern. If he did it for me, we do it for you. Follow God. I bring you a word tonight. Except you are committing sin. Except, but when you are faithful, all things work together. All things include your pain. It works together. It includes your pain. It works together. All things. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands. Just take this song with me and we move on from there. Lord, I give you my heart. Listen, you know we sing that song when we want to accept Jesus. It's not a song for salvation. It's a song for surrender. Listen to the lyrics of that song and sing it with confidence. Listen, there is a point when men give you to pity you. Reject it.
Huh, pastor?
You don't have a car.
But let men give you because they want to be blessed. You are in a process. No man must pity you. When they pity you, they disqualify you. When they pity you, they disqualify you. Every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way. Lord, Lord, I give you my all. I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I live for you, my God.
I live for you, Lord.
Every step that I take,
every moment I'm away.
Lord, have your way. Every step that I take, every movement I'm away, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Every step,
every step that I take,
every movement I'm away, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Father, I present to you a people in process. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you. Lord, 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 thank you.
I live for you. Live for you.
Check the things people mock in your life is a sign to what God is doing. Check the things people mock is a sign to what God is doing. Don't allow them to push you out of process. Don't allow them. Don't allow them to promote you by themselves. Don't. Never, never, never. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, my life is in your hands. My journey is in your hand. My journey is in your hand. My journey is in your hand. My life is in your hand. My life is in your hand. My journey is in your hand. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I will follow you till I die. I will follow you till I die. I will not break away. I will follow you. And we follow you. Oh, we follow you. Jesus, and we follow you. And we run with you till I see you face to face. And we follow you, Jesus. And we follow you. I will run with you till I see you face to face. I will follow you, Jesus. I will follow you. I will run with you till I see you face to face. I will follow you, Jesus. Me, I will follow you. I will run with you.
Father, we thank you. We thank you.
You are here tonight. You just want to give your life to Jesus. Or you want to rededicate your life. Please just come. Just come. Just let me just pray with you. As we close, you want to give your life to Jesus. Or you want to rededicate your life to Him. Please just come forward. You have tried to promote yourself. And you need to, you just need to retrace your step back. Just come, just come. 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 Just go on your knees before your Father.
And we follow you.
And
we follow you. And we run with you.
Amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you all the praise. See after me, say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. I believe you died for me at the cross of Calvary. I confess you as my Lord. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Make me brand new. Just as pure. I follow you with all of my life. I follow you with all of my life. I live for you forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Congratulations. Please just rise up on your feet. Please follow this sister over there. Just, I need your details so that we can be praying for you. Just follow up. Hallelujah. Please get me the offering basket. In case you want to sow a seed, you want to give, just drop it as we close. We're going to share the grace now. You feel like giving anything tonight, you can just do that. And those online, I'll just call the account number for you. Mind you, everything you give in this place is a seed that goes to our missions and evangelism meeting.